This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz, and The Hurricane Report, merchandise, and more.
The following audio recordings are extremely disturbing. Viewer discretion is strongly advised.
911, where is your emergency?
Welcome to another episode of What in the Entire Fuck is Wrong with White People. I want to talk about this bitch with this dog in Central Park.
By now you've seen the video of that Central Park lady who, when asked by a bird watcher to leash her dog, called the cops on him.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man into the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
Well, that poor dog. She seemed fixated by race. You could say that's part of IDing someone to the police, but it sounded more like she was using it to gin up a false allegation. Along with horribly manhandling her poor dog, she became the prime example of what people call a Karen, a person quick to complain to the manager, the dope who makes a scene about nothing. It backfired. She lost her job and her dog. Is there any satisfaction to be found in this? Maybe. She seems the type who no doubt has dished out the grief she's getting now. And her mistake isn't small. If this hadn't been filmed, the black man could have been arrested. She could have lied some more and shots could have been fired. Instead, the phone saved him and ruined her. So is this damage proportional? She is a jerk, an oddball, and maybe even a bigot. But she apologized profusely. So why not forgive her? Because that's what the bird watcher did. Of her apology, he said, quote, "If it's genuine, and if she plans on keeping her dog on a leash in the Ramble going forward, then we have no issues with each other." Now, that's not bad. If he can do it, so can you. And if you don't, then you're kind of being a Karen too, a judgmental person embracing outrage because it feels good. So don't be a bully. Be the bird watcher. And remember, we all have bad days. Lucky for us, a lot of them never get filmed.
I'm not crazy about either of these people. Number one, the guy's a bird watcher.
I mean, God.
How many bird watchers are in prison right now? Probably zero. They're the most peaceful people in the world. Okay, yeah. She didn't need to do that. I guess she shouldn't have played the race card and called 911.
Yes.
Just leash your dog and get out of there. But he didn't have to post it on the internet and ruin her life. And apparently he was like trying to lure the dog with Scooby snacks to like teach her a lesson or something like that. I think they should have a beer summit and just shut up about this.
All right, guys, this is not the formal introduction. I just wanted to pause for the cause. I want you guys to pay attention to the language that's used throughout this this Fox News interview. A lot of it is a vehicle for indoctrinating the masses, so please, please, please pay attention. The white guy, he just said, why don't the two of them just have a beer summit and shut the hell up? I wanted to remind you that the beer summit happened in 2009. It happened after a Harvard University professor, I think his name was Henry Louis Gates. He was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, and that arrest generated a national debate about whether or not it represented an example of racial profiling by police. And then President Barack Obama got involved, and he said some stupid shit, like he didn't know whether or not race played a role in that. And let me just read the other parts. Let me find it here real quick. He said, I think it's fair to say, number one, that any one of us would be pretty angry. Number two, that the Cambridge police acted stupidly in arresting somebody when there was already proof that the gentleman was in his own home. And number three, what I think we know separate and apart from this incident is that there's a long history in this country of African Americans being stopped by law enforcement disproportionately. And of course, after he said that, he was criticized by many because of the way they thought he handled this issue, and he recanted everything that he said, regretted his comments, and hoped that the situation could become a teachable moment. And after that, Obama invited both parties to the White House to discuss the issue over a beer. Both he and Vice President Joe Biden joined Crawley, that's the officer's name, and Gates in a private meeting in the courtyard. And this all became known colloquially as the Beer Summit. So there's that little bit of history. Let's get back to the video. I want you now to pay attention to the language and the attitude of the Black woman that was invited to partake in said interview. Here we go.
Here's the big question in my mind. She did an awful thing. She's lost her job and her dog and her reputation. Does she just, if she's not given a second chance after an apology, then what can she do? Aren't we there to give second chances?
Well, look, I think Mr. Cooper has been quite gracious. He reminded me of the folks at Mother Emanuel who forgave the man who came in and shot and killed nine people. So there's no question that, yes, you can forgive. That is written. That is something that we all believe, as many of us who are Christian, that you forgive. But here's the biggest story. We do live in an extraordinary time and moment. And when she, called 911 with that voice, an African-American man, maybe we should just remind her that so many African-American men and women have been murdered and killed simply because they exist. So I hope people learn something from this and that we're not talking about it 2-3 days from now. And no, we should not threaten her life. And no, she should be able to say, I'm sorry, and get back to work at some point.
Dana, his name is Christian, so he could do something very Christian.
Radio, DJ.
One nation, one station.
All right, guys, this is the official intro. Right now, you're listening to the voice of Valerie Denise Jones. I hope and pray that you're having a great day. Meet me on Instagram at Valerie Denise Jones, and also Miss MS Valerie Denise Jones. While we're at it, go on and hit the like button and also subscribe if you haven't already, and sign up for the alerts so we can stay connected. Before this party gets started, I want to send out a whole bunch of love and cyber hugs to those of you who tithe financially into my life. Darren of Retel Ventures, R-A-T-E-L Ventures. Love you to life. Alexander Plummer, Kataka. And also, I want to send a shout out to Pet Charles, who reminded me that Cash App and PayPal do not always work, so I need to set up a Patreon page. Now, I do not know what that is as of yet, so I'm going to have to Google that, and I will get back to you guys, because if I need a Patreon page, then I will set it up. Another thing I'd like to do before we get started is I want to send some cyber love to those of you down in the comment section who took time out of your busy lives to show me some support. I'm scrolling down my phone, so forgive me if I botch your name up or I forget you, but I'm just going to mention maybe the first so many. And then, if I forget you and you want me to acknowledge you in future broadcasts, just send me a shout out down in the comment section. Marcus Majors, Mary Jane Rebirth, Yo Willie, Frederick Weeks Jr., Writer Prophet, Deborah J., Young Gal 04, Brother Voodoo, shout out to you, Crackhead Joe, Sister Belle, Clarence Davis, Brian Jenkins, hey, Brian, and Frederick Price. Thank you guys so much. All right, guys, so I'm going to shift gears and turn it over to Funky Dineva, who I trolled all morning. We do not have a personal relationship. I do not know that person. I just absolutely love their commentary, so I wanted to share it with you. Forgive me, Funky Dineva, because I literally snatched most of your audio off of your page because you said it best. You broke down indoctrination privileges based on benign rules, which I agree with you. They have racial undertones, which could possibly bring harm to innocent people. And to those of you listening, I don't necessarily agree with the B word. I have referenced it, I've said it before in my life, but yeah, I mean, he used it. Forgive me if you don't like the word, but hey, it is what it is. His information will be down in the description box, so If you'd like to watch the full interview, I mean the full audio, then just click the links or copy and paste what I have down in the description box. And yeah, support his page, support his channel. All right, guys, here we go.
Listen, y'all, today was a really hard day for me, right? I woke up and the internet is riddled with the man in Minneapolis who the police officer put his knee on his neck. And then it's also riddled with this woman in Central Park. And for whatever reason, the lady calling the police on the man in Central Park has got my blood boiling. Don't get me wrong, I recognize the fact that a man lost his life with the Minneapolis situation, but for whatever reason, the situation that has moved me to chorus is this bitch in Central Park, and simply because it is attitudes such as the ones that she has, and indoctrination such as the way that she's been indoctrinated, that leads to the police officers putting their knees on the necks like the man in Minneapolis. So let's dissect this really quickly. This man is an avid bird watcher in Central Park, asks this woman can she put her leash on her dog, and then offers the dog a dog treat in addition to saying that. Now, you know, giving somebody else's dog a dog treat, that is a gesture of friendship. That is a gesture of love. And this bitch was so appalled by the idea that a black man was telling her what to do that she decided that she was going to get him back. And here's the thing, right? Let's just say hypothetically that she was not aware of what she was doing by calling the police, you know, in terms of he's black and the police may harm him and may kill him. Let's just say for the sake of argument that she did not know that that could be a potential repercussion. You cannot tell me that calling the police was the proportionate response to what it is that had happened. First of all, no crime had been committed other than the fact that your ego was bruised. And where is the crime in that? And see, here's the thing that gets me, right? Oftentimes, we find that it is white people who are running around trying to enforce benign rules in places that they don't own, such as pools, parks, picnic areas, so on and so forth. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. You can't put your garbage there. You can't park there. You can't. They do the shit all the time. And we always look at them with the mind your business bitch face. Especially if said infraction is of no consequence to you. Here it is, we had a brother that did to a white woman what white people as a whole tend to do all the time, trying to enforce rules that they ain't even got no authority to enforce. And rightfully so, he's in a park, you got a dog, don't nobody know what your dog's gonna do. Your dog can be reactive to other dogs and run around and trip somebody running, you know what I'm saying? And you got offended, you were breaking the rules. You were breaking the law, Miss White Lady, and you had the nerve to be offended by somebody asking you to come into compliance with what's posted on the signs. I'm not understanding where you have any grounds to be offended, bothered, or mad. A simple, oh my God, thank you, or a simple, my bad, I was just going to let him run free really quickly. I know, that would have sufficed. That would have sufficed. I will say this. I am really glad that this brother, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm really glad that this brother wasn't a nigger and showed his black ass on her, because this could have gone a whole nother way. And she was dealing with, unbeknownst to her, a highly educated, well-cultured, well-mannered, even-tempered black man who handled her ass. Now, I'm going to tell you something what I'm really proud about. Because I've said, as a result of what's going on, the conversation about racism This shit don't belong to black people no more. It's not our conversation to have. This is white people conversation to have. What the fuck is y'all gonna do about this? This is not our problem. It really isn't. It's y'all's sickness. It's riddled in and out and interwoven all throughout y'all's community, and some even say your DNA. This is white people's shit to fix. Unfortunately, it negatively impacts people that look like me, but this is y'all's problem. What are y'all gonna do about it? And I am proud of the two white people who stood up. They were her former dog walkers. They stood up. And they were the ones who revealed that bitch's name. Hats off to y'all for doing so. So subsequently, I read an article that said that we now live in the days where you cannot make any differentiation between a person's personal life and their professional life, that they are one and the same. They are interwoven. And the article went on to say she was a senior a vice president at this investment firm, and that you cannot tell me her attitudes, beliefs, and the way that she conducts herself socially and personally do not spill over into her leadership abilities and her ability to lead people and the company. And you're absolutely right. You cannot tell me that you have these attitudes and these bias towards black people and they do not spill over in your decision making and your hiring in the workplace. You can't tell me that that's something that you can turn on and off. And unfortunately for her, Miss VP, I would imagine at her level and in her career field, that job opportunities are, there's a select pool of candidates, okay, for those types of positions, because you're so high up there. And your name now has a scarlet letter on it. Anytime somebody hear Amy Cooper up in them executive ranks, they're going to be like, no, ma'am, you are a liability. No, ma'am, Pam. You're talking about my life is being ruined. Well, you know what? Your life might be ruined, but that man's life could have been ended. And here is the unfortunate thing that upset me the most and what made me call her all kind of trash-ass bitches. And this is where we need Snoop Dogg to call her a dog-head, dog-faced bitch. Because Amy Cooper is a dog-faced bitch. And that ain't hate. That's just a fact. What it suggests to me is Amy Cooper and every other Karen out there know exactly what the fuck they are doing. It infuriated me that her verbiage was an African-American man. It wasn't just a man. It wasn't a man with a blue shirt. It wasn't all these other more pertinent details when it comes to the police officer looking for somebody in the middle of goddamn Central Park. It wasn't a man with a red shirt on with a black Samuel L. Jackson face. That would have been a more appropriate descriptor in terms of them looking for somebody in Central Park. An African-American man threatening my life. Then she started to get louder and louder with the shit. You wanted this man to go to jail or reap some type of negative consequence simply because he asked you to put your leash back on your dog? That bothered you that much that this man should now be in trouble with the law? And I'm curious to know that if this played out and if this man would have gotten arrested and subsequently had to go to court, would her ass have showed up to court keeping this story going, saying what he did to threaten you? And you know, this brother, I definitely appreciate the brother for being even-keeled and nice and well-mannered, but he's being too damn forgiving. You know, he, in my opinion, is being too nice, talking about, you know, I don't know. And I get it. He's trying to be politically correct and trying to be rational about it, saying, you know, I don't know if she's racist, but what she did was racist. Let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, bitch, you can't separate the two. You can't do racist shit without fucking being racist, bitch. That just, like, it's time that we stop adding more nuance to the already complicated, nuanced-ass issues we call race in America. We're not going to add, we as African Americans are not going to add any more nuance to this that gives them any type of way out of this. The bitch was wrong. She is, let me tell you something. If as a black man, I am aware of my lot in life and where I fall on the totem pole in American society, then surely as a white woman, she understands hers and knows where she falls. She knows how America views her. Just like I'm fully aware how fuck America views me. When I walk out my door every day, you know what power you wield being a white woman. And you knew that that was a dog whistle saying, an African-American man is threatening me. Anybody with anybody already knows that saying a black man versus a white woman incites a certain type of emotional response from the general public, the general white public. The bitch knew exactly what it is she was doing. And I don't understand why it is that lawmakers are taking so much time getting this 911 bullshit call shit placed into law. And I read something earlier today that they said they were exploring the fact, exploring the possibility of if somebody calls 911 falsely on somebody and it has racial undertones of making it a hate crime. That's exactly what the fuck it is. That woman was a domestic terrorist. She leveraged her race to try to bring harm against this man. She leveraged race to try and bring, she reacted the way she did on the basis of race. Okay? That is a hate crime. That is a hate crime. It is a hate crime. And what I love, one thing I do love about what's going on social media and everything is white people ass, y'all start to learn it's a brand new goddamn day. A whole lot of shit about to get toe up. People is tired of playing nice with y'all ass. We are not our ancestors. People are tired of turning on the news every day and seeing this bullshit, quiet as it's kept. White people, y'all not tired? It would seem to me, and our request is simple. We don't want nothing from you. We're not trying to take nothing from you. We simply ask to stop killing us. Stop killing us. Stop killing us. Why would you want somebody to go to jail because they asked you to comply with a law? And Amy, you one of the type, you strike me as the type of bitch that sit on the board for Central Park. These about the very rules your ass helped incorporate, and the man simply told you, put your leash on your dog, ain't nothing wrong. You can tell by this man's demeanor, ain't nothing hostile about him, and he's threatening your life. And then now you want to cry. I want to tell you what all this social media is doing. White women, y'all gonna have to find a new trick. Cause this falling out, crying and carrying on bullshit that y'all used to be doing, baby, the internet is exposing y'all ass and people is seeing through this shit now. Them white woman tears, them shits is slowly coming to an end. Y'all ass gonna have to get out here and go hard in the paint and fight for real, like everybody else out to this bitch. Cause that crying and carrying on, America as a whole has gotten desensitized to y'all bullshit. And these fake ass threats and these feelings of being uncomfortable. And this is a whole nother conversation I'm gonna have to have with an HR professional. Cause y'all gonna have to explain to me what this I feel uncomfortable shit mean. What the fuck does that mean? And that's a whole nother conversation with them trigger words. But girl, I just wanna get on here and talk to y'all real quick about this bitch from Central Park. Cause I figured cussing her ass the fuck out was about the only thing that was gonna make me good. I had to get some of this pissed off me, cause now my ass liable to go outside and slap the first bitch I see walking the damn dog that say hello to me, and I didn't want that to happen. Y'all be sure to like and subscribe. And white people, I'm gonna tell you something. I don't dislike y'all. I wanna live alongside you. I wanna be nice, but I dislike this bullshit. And I'm telling you, to be silent is to be complicit in the bullshit. White folks, I want to live peacefully just like y'all do. I don't want nothing from y'all. Black people as a whole don't want nothing from y'all. We want the same fucking things for our children that y'all want for y'all's. That's all. Can't we all just get a damn law? But to be silent is to be complicit, white folks. This y'all problem to fix. And for y'all good white folks out there, we trying to figure out what the fuck y'all gonna do about it. Where is the white outrage? Where is y'all outrage from being sick and tired of being portrayed as cameras? You don't want to be portrayed as Karens? Then tell the rest of y'all, stop making y'all look bad. I'm glad that white people are starting to get a glimpse of that what one person does makes everybody look bad. Because yes, what these few Karens doing, we looking at all y'all, like all of y'all asses is Karens. Because that one bad apple is spoiling it for the bunch. And the tables are slowly turning in this country. And it's time to either shape up or ship out. That's all I got. Ain't got no more. Be sure to like and subscribe. And I'll call y'all hoes later. Bang.
Did you enjoy this audio? We sure hope you did. Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life. Detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and more. Have a great day. See you in the comments section.